Discussion begins for the 2018 Farm Bill. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Committee meetings are underway after the 2018 Farm Bill passed strongly in the U.S. Senate but divided the U.S. House. The Farm Bill affects the United States in terms of insurance for damaged crops to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and goes through Congress every 4 to 5 years. Senator Sherrod Brown is fighting for some key issues to be included in the 2018 bill, including improvement provisions to dairy programs and protecting SNAP.
The ARC program worked the way we intended. It provided the needy safety net as prices have dropped over the years. One of the most important victories that I'll be fighting for is our work to promote soil health, reduce runoff, and protect water quality.
The Farm Bill helps farmers sell their produce to consumers directly, invests in food economies, and creates jobs, with 1 out of 8 jobs in Ohio food and agriculture related.
It's a food bill. It's a jobs and economic development bill. It's a research bill. It's a rural broadband bill. The Senate bill is designed with input from farmers. I've done a number of roundtables around Ohio.
In May, the House of U.S. Representatives voted the Farm Bill down, but eventually passed as a partisan bill while it had bipartisan support in the Senate. Conference committee members will meet to resolve differences between the two versions. The current Farm Bill, the Agricultural Act of 2014, funds programs through 2018. This Saturday marks the first show at the local theater for their 2018-2019 season. Boss Styx is a combination of two classic rock artists, Boston and Styx, and will perform music from the 1970s and 80s. Performing Arts Center General Manager David Mitchell explains that the tribute band's lead vocalist and guitarist is David Victor.
He was actually a member of Boston. In the early 2000s, he actually went on tour with them and recorded a CD with them. They've got a number one song with his voice on it. He was a lead singer and guitarist for the group.
The September 8th performance will feature songs from both Boston and Styx, including More Than a Feeling, Come Sail Away, and Lady.
I mean, they're both known for their great harmonies with the vocals. You know, he does a fabulous job. So it's not your average tribute band.
Tickets start at $35 and are still available for the 7:30 p.m. concert. To reserve tickets, go online to kent.edu/tusk/pack. And in state news, a man accused of killing a Southwest Ohio woman after stalking her for months is being held on bond that's been doubled to $4 million. Michael Strauss was indicted Tuesday in Hamilton on multiple charges, including aggravated murder of Ellen White, who was found dead in a field last month. The Journal News reports Strauss appeared Wednesday in Butler County Common Pleas Court with attorneys who entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. And in sports, the Indians beat the Blue Jays 9-4 behind Francisco Lindor's 2 home runs. Jason Kipnis also homered. The Reds fell to the Padres 6-2. Pittsburgh had the day off yesterday. Tonight, Cleveland is at Toronto at 7 o'clock. The Reds host the Padres, and Pittsburgh welcomes Miami. The Eagles soared over the Falcons 18-12 last night in the NFL season opener. This Sunday, the Cleveland Browns welcome the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tonight, the Big Z Sports Show will get you ready for Week 3 of high school football. From 5-7, their pregame show, halftime show is at 8 o'clock, and postgame begins at 10, with live look-ins and scoreboard updates all night long until 11 o'clock. You can always listen online at WTUZ.com. Your news this morning is brought to you by Lawn Motor Company in Sugar Creek, the area's most complete car service and repair center. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
How do you know the true condition of a pre-owned vehicle? Looks can be deceiving. How do you know that vehicle is mechanically sound? La Motor Company in Sugar Creek has an 88-point checklist. They go through the vehicle and restore it to as close as showroom new as possible before it goes on the lot. Most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. Come to La Motor Company's lot to check out these pre-owned cars and trucks. A blue 2010 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited comes with the Sahara Package, 4-wheel drive, removable hardtop, and satellite radio. A red 2006 Ford F-150 pickup with super crew cab, running boards, cloth interior, and it has 4-wheel drive. A white 2007 GMC Yukon with leather interior, third row seating, sunroof, and V8 engine. Don't forget that most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. See these and other great vehicles at Lahm Motor Company on Broadway in Sugar Creek or on LahmMotorCo.com. That's LahmMotorCo.com. Mobilemoney.com.
Mostly cloudy today, not quite as warm. Remaining on the muggy side, there will be some scattered showers. Rain amounts should be light. High temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers around, especially after midnight. Low temperature falls to 62. We stay in the 60s this weekend. Occasional light rain showers Saturday, high of 69. Heavier rain develops Saturday night and continues through Sunday. Sunday's high temperature in the mid-60s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, or at WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.